In this bulletin, Australia's 2026 census to include questions on sexual orientation and gender identity. Thousands joined protests in France over the appointment of Michel Barnier as Prime Minister. And in sports, Australia adds 10 medals to its tally on day 10 of the Paralympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The federal government has confirmed Australia's next census in 2026 will include questions on both sexual orientation and gender. It's a further reversal of the position the federal government announced 2 weeks ago, when it cancelled the Australian Bureau of Statistics' plans to trial new questions that would identify sexually diverse, transgender and intersex Australians. Members of the Labor caucus and the LGBTIQ plus community were strong in their criticism of the original decision, after commitments were made as part of Labor's national platform. Treasurer Jim Chalmers told the ABC Insiders program the federal government has heard from LGBTIQ plus Australians and they will be counted in the 2026 census. The head of the CIA, who is also the chief US negotiator for an end to the war in the Gaza Strip and the release of hostages held by Hamas, says a more detailed ceasefire proposal will be made in the next several days. In an unprecedented joint public appearance, CIA Director William Burns made the remarks at a Financial Times event in London, alongside Richard Moore, the head of the UK's Secret Intelligence Service, also known as MI6. After 11 months of conflict in Gaza, Mr. Burns says he's working very hard on texts and creative formulas with mediators Qatar and Egypt to come up with a proposal which satisfies both parties.
I cannot sit here today with all of you and say that we're going to succeed in that. I cannot tell you how close we are right now. It is a fact that if you look at the written text, 90% of the paragraphs have been agreed to, but in any negotiation I've been involved in, the last 10% is the last 10% for a reason, because it's the hardest part to do. So all I can say is three things. First, we will continue to work as hard as we can with the other mediators on this, because there's no good alternative to getting to that ceasefire and the release of hostages.
Thousands of people have taken to the streets across France to protest President Emmanuel Macron's decision to appoint centre-right politician Michel Barnier as Prime Minister. Left-wing parties are accusing Mr. Barnier of stealing legislative elections, prompting the protests. Mr. Barnier has defended his appointment, saying he wants to unite the parliament.
I hear words like power grab. That's not the spirit we are after here. The spirit is to bring together as many MPs as possible for a government of action.
Serbia's LGBTIQ plus community has held a pride march in the capital Belgrade. There was heavy police protection due to possible attacks from right-wing extremists. Several thousand took part in the march, calling for better rights for the LGBTIQ plus community, who often face harassment and discrimination in the conservative Balkan country. Serbia's LGBTIQ plus community are also demanding authorities pass a law on same-sex partnerships and boost other rights. This participant travelled from France to attend the parade.
I'm here at the Pride of Belgrade because it's important to fight for our rights and to celebrate diversity in this country and everywhere in the world. Coming from France, I know how hard it is to be accepted by our families and everything. So I think it's really important, and I love seeing so many diverse people here in Belgrade. So yeah, I'm enjoying it.
And in sports, Australia has added 10 medals to its tally on day 10 of the Paris Paralympics. It includes a silver medal for the mixed 4x100m freestyle relay team of Rowan Crothers, Alexa Leary, Chloe Osborne and Callum Simpson. The team finished behind Italy, who broke their own world record. Rowan Crothers spoke to Channel 9 after the win.
You have no idea who's coming first until the last 20 metres, so it was really intense, it was great fun. Italy swam bloody well, it took a world record for them to beat us. And I think a big part of being Australian, it's not always about being the best, it's about trying your best. And this team right here, we gave it our best, and silver's bloody awesome.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.